Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Want to welcome in Ari Adler, Communications Director for Delta Dental, and also a social networking maven. Hello, Ari. How are you?
Hello, Jack. I'm good.
Well, I want to ask you about a one-minute political video here that I'm looking at about Pure Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if I were a resident of Lansing, and I consider myself to be of Lansing, even though I don't live there, I would be somewhat insulted by this.
Well, and I was, and I ended up doing a piece on my personal blog. This has nothing to do with, you know, anybody that I'm working for or anything. This was my personal feelings on this. And I was offended by the video because it portrays a Lansing that is simply not the Lansing I live in. When you look at the growth that has occurred in this community and the idea of community coming together and trying to revitalize itself, we have seen a tremendous amount of opportunities taken in Lansing to bring things back and to really create a new kind of Lansing. And the video that was put together just really makes it look like a place that is desolate and people are having to leave and can't wait to leave, really, is what it looks like. And that's just not the place that I'm proud to call home.
They say all's fair in love, war, and political campaigns. And I get that. But still, the idea that Virge Bernero is portrayed as saying, "I'm mayor of Lansing. It's a good job. I'm proud of the job I've done as mayor." And then the narrator says, "There's a place where families stay together, spending quality time, where homes are available in endless supply. Dads without work having all day to spend with their kids." And then it ends, "When you need that little extra push to spend time with the ones you love, it can get no better than Pure Lansing."
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes it sound like we're just in a horrible city. And it really, to me, and one of the reasons I wrote about this in my blog was that, you know, it misrepresented the community that I live in and that I'm a part of and involved with. But it also sort of it tipped the scales for me in terms of, have we finally reached a point now where we've gone so negative? And I don't blame the candidates themselves so much as I do the state parties, the state Republican Party and the state Democratic Party, because they both do this. They've gone very negative cycle after cycle. And it's interesting, you know, I have a background in politics, and the political operatives that I know and many are colleagues and friends, they all say, well, you know, we go negative in a campaign because negative works. It moves the numbers. But when you talk to, you know, the average Joe or Jane voter on the street, they all sound like they're frustrated with the negativity, and they're all like, you know, we're just tired of the mudslinging. And so it's an interesting perspective there to see how the two different camps are talking about this.
Well, when the idea is supposedly to take a shot at Lansing's mayor, and the GOP is saying, well, it's not really a slam at Lansing, it sure comes across that way to me. I would think that these people would be very, very surprised by some recent rankings, including one that had Lansing as one of the top 10 places to live in America for young adults.
Well, and it's interesting that you mentioned that, because a couple of people I know have said, you know, they had to watch it a couple of times to realize that it really was an attack on Virge Bernero and not just an attack on, you know, making fun of the city of Lansing with this. It's a spoof on the Pure Michigan spots if people haven't seen it. And so, you know, I think it really does take a swing at Lansing overall. And that's one of the things I talked about when I wrote in the blog, was that I wanted to, you know, practice what I preach and be positive. So I shared a lot of links of groups that have come together to improve things for young professionals in town, some recent news reports that have been done about great things going on, like Ignite Lansing or TEDx, or as you mentioned, the Kiplinger report that talks about one of the top 10 cities for young professionals to be. So there's so much good that can be talked about in Lansing, and I think that's what we need to be focusing on. And that's, I think, how we respond to this kind of an ad or a video that's put together, is to step up and say, this is not what's going on, and this is our community, and we're proud of it.
Yeah, and I think that when you look at the city and this area, it's by no means perfect. There's a lot of work that remains to be done, but there is improvement here. I think you'd have to say that the new jobs created, I think you see the bustling nature of downtown, very, very different from what it was not too long ago. And you can credit or not credit Virge Bernero for that, but I don't know how you can say that the city of Lansing isn't a better place to be than it was a few years ago, and I can't say that about too many cities in Michigan.
Well, absolutely, and I think we have seen improvements. And I, for one, would not necessarily give Virge all of the credit for all the work that's gone on. There was a lot of people before him that were doing things, and there were people that will be in place after him that, you know, when you're in office, you get the credit and you take the blame for the good and the bad. But there has certainly been some improvements that have been very important to the city, and I think that those improvements will continue as a sort of a ripple in the pond sort of effect, that it will move out to other parts of the city. And folks who have commented to me and written on the blog, you know, as comments and others have said, yep, downtown's great, but South Lansing needs work, or this area needs work. Or,
sure.
And I think it's coming. And I said, you know, the city of Lansing is not perfect. The whole mid-Michigan area isn't perfect, and no city is, I think. But certainly to see positive momentum and to see that momentum pulling us forward is really something that we need to be proud of. And that's what we need to focus on. And I've talked to a couple other folks since I wrote this, too, and somebody raised the issue with me. They said, boy, you know, we're trying to attract jobs to this community. And if employers see this kind of ad and that's the only image they get
right.
of Lansing, they're
right.
going to think twice about wanting to relocate here and bring those jobs. And I think that's a terrible disservice.
Yeah, I would agree to that. And I think that obviously I could give you 10 parts of the city that need work, but it doesn't happen all at once. You didn't get into a hole like this overnight. It's going to take a long time to get this place to be exactly what people want it to be. But I think now at least there's a vision. People see what it can be. And, you know, this makes me think, Ari, we ought to have a Pure Lansing contest.
That's not a bad idea. And what does Pure Lansing really mean to
exactly.
you? That'd be a great idea.
I think we ought to do that. I think that you and I should meet, and we're going to organize this, and then we're going to find out what Pure Lansing really is, what makes this community unique, some of the stories that make this place special, and why people choose to live here when it could be living a lot of other places.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about, you know, development, and you've got the Washington Square area downtown where a lot of that has occurred. You have you look at the Michigan Avenue Strip and what used to be there. Now we have the Lugnut Stadium and the Stadium District development there. Old Town has certainly turned itself around. REO Town is the next stop, I think, along this track. And so there's a lot of things for people to be proud of, and I bet we'd get a lot of people to step up and tell us what they think Pure Lansing is really all about.
I'll give you a call. We'll get together for lunch.
Sounds great, Jack.
All right. Ari Adler, our guest, talking about this latest Pure Michigan spot. Pure Lansing, rather. Excuse me. This hour of Ebling and You was brought to you exclusively by AT&T. Find out what's possible when you can record your shows and play them back in any room with AT&T Total Home DVR. AT&T, rethink possible. We'll be back with hour two in just a minute. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.